Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This president recognizes that more than 80% of the people and the jobs are in cities and metropolitan areas, that more than 90% of our gross domestic product is produced in cities and metropolitan areas.
Recognize the voice? Remember that guy? That was Adolfo Carrion Jr. You might remember that the former Bronx Borough president was tapped to be President Obama's director of the brand newly created White House Office of Urban Affairs. And while Carrion has mostly flown under the radar so far, his work is starting to surface in some interesting ways. And WNYC's Andrea Bernstein, who reported a major piece on our morning shows today about this that you may have heard, is here to play a few more clips and discuss what the Office of Urban Affairs is actually doing for New York and Newark and other cities. Hi, Andrea.
Good morning, Brian.
So part of President Obama's promise was to refocus attention on urban America. What does it mean now that he's been in office for almost a year? What is the charge of the Office of Urban Affairs, and what are they doing?
Well, the charge of the Office of Urban Affairs is to coordinate federal policy as it affects urban areas. And if you step back a little bit and look at the history, in the 1980s, the federal government was actually specifically prohibited from thinking about place when it thought about its policies. So if you wanted to build a road and build dense housing around it, well, you weren't allowed to think of it that way. You could only think about building roads or building housing or extending credit to all businesses. And as a result, federal policy, pretty much as it's played out over the last decades, has made it hard for cities and urban areas to draw down federal dollars to coordinate policies. So that is Carrion's charge. Now, it's been quite a year, and, you know, this policy way back in the campaign, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a debate on urban policy in Philadelphia between the campaigns. And at that time, right around that, which was during the Pennsylvania primary, Obama started to talk about urban policy and put up an urban policy paper on his website. And this is sort of the outgrowth of that, the main promise.
Between the Clinton and Obama campaigns.
Correct.
And it's such an incredible thing that you said, that federal policy generally prohibits the policymakers from thinking about place.
Right. It has. And when I was in Denver at this policy forum with Sean Donovan, who is the HUD secretary, and Rayla Hood, who is the transportation secretary, Donovan said, "We have a 5-year plan if you want to get a block grant." And Ray, meaning Rayla Hood, has a 4-year plan and a 20-year plan. And as Donovan said, never the twain shall meet. So if you're a city or an urban area and you're trying to have an integrated land use and transportation plan, you have to do two completely separate plans. That's just one example.
So on this trip to Philadelphia with other cabinet secretaries, here is Carrion visiting. Carrion is visiting a ShopRite grocery store. You went with him in the Parkside section of Philadelphia with Commerce Secretary Gary Locke and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Here is a clip of Commerce Secretary Locke.
But we don't, I don't think, put enough money into the urban core for retail and commercial establishments like this that really feed and take care of the real needs of residents.
So with this sense of place surfacing for the first time, it sounds like Secretary Locke is realizing almost as he speaks that the way money is doled out by the federal government is steered toward the suburbs.
Yeah, right. I mean, and this was such an extraordinary moment because I went to this urban conversation meeting, and it was set up the way so many of these quote-unquote town halls are, with, you know, people on a stage and selected witnesses asked to testify and tell their stories, and they're usually completely canned. And what was amazing about this moment with Gary Locke is the people we're talking about in this community were talking about how it had taken them 14 years to get this supermarket built, even though it was a federal empowerment zone. It had been designated by Clinton, but it took them 14 years because there was a brownfields issue, because they couldn't get credit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what Gary Locke is saying is, whoa, wait a minute. Look, our policies aren't helping at all. And that was, that was the kind of thing that I think that Carrion is sort of hoping that this will carry out.
Yeah, and because they couldn't coordinate. So Carrion's main charge, as you've said, is to coordinate. between three main federal agencies, transportation, housing and urban development, and environmental protection. And here he is talking a little bit about that role.
There is no reason why the Department of Transportation should build a road without consideration for housing or businesses or the environment. That's sustainable community development.
What specifically are you doing?
Essentially, what this office, the creation of this office, is to convene the agencies, which we've done. We have an interagency working group. It meets twice a month formally as a large group with all of the key policy people.
So what does it mean
right.
on the ground?
Well, and this is the interesting thing, and there are a lot of people who care about cities, a lot of urban planners and sort of people who work at urban think tanks, many of whom have been on this show, who, you know, are of two minds. Because on the one hand, they're sort of like, what is Carry On doing? He's having a listening tour. He's having meetings. You know, we can pick up the phone and call Sean Donovan of HUD anyway. We know him. But on the other hand, they're like, it's good, it's good, it's good that the federal government is doing this. And, you know, you do have to put it into the context of what has been going on in Washington, which is healthcare, Afghanistan, jobs, stimulus package, climate change.
Right.
So,
but in terms of his job, I mean, you could say that you've got to herd the sheep before you can knit the sweater.
Well, that is what he says. And that is clearly what he says. And, you know, Sean Donovan, who's the HUD secretary, sort of gave him some backup. I spoke to him for this story, and he said, yes, you know, you really do have to have somebody coordinating. On the other hand, there is a lot of energy within the administration to address these urban issues. For example, Sean Donovan, Ray LaHood, and Lisa Jackson, who was the former environmental chief in New Jersey and is now the head of the EPA, started on their own an initiative called the Sustainable Communities Initiative, which is supposed to have those three agencies doing many of these things on their own. So there is already sort of, you know, a bias or an inclination inside the Obama administration to try and address these issues.
And all these people from our region, I mean, that's got to be good somewhere down the line in a way that we can put our fingers on. If you've got Carry On, the Bronx Borough President, coordinating urban policy, you have Lisa Jackson, formerly the head of New Jersey EPA, in that role nationally. You have Sean Donovan, Mayor Bloomberg's housing secretary, as secretary of the national HUD now. How will it hit the ground for New York and New Jersey? Any way to tell? Any indication yet?
Well, you know, it's such a complicated, complicated question. And you know, not only for New York and New Jersey, but, you know, for Philadelphia, Newark. I mean, these are, you know, a lot of cities with connections to the administration. And they, you know, publicly they say, yes, you know, we can call, we can get our phone calls answered. But the administration's ability to help urban regions clearly is hampered by the amount of money they had to hand out. And I think one of the conundrums for the Obama administration is when they did the economic stimulus package, they were so intent on getting something passed quickly that they made it an appropriation, which gave all the control to governors, which is something that everybody knows does not help urban areas. So that was in some ways, you know, that was when they had their $787 billion to spend. Now there's not so much money to spend. So there's a question about that. And then there's a question about sort of how much Congress will let them do. I mean, if you look at obviously the construction of the Congress, a lot of power lies in the Senate, and a lot of senators represent these big rural states.
And there are questions in the Bronx from people who know Adolfo Carrion whether his priorities are even in the right place. Here's a comment on our webpage that just came in. It says, Adolfo Carrion is second rate. He does what he does to fill his pockets, as he did in the Bronx. And that's a harsh charge, but it says, especially with that new monstrosity, the new Yankee Stadium. It will be in need of serious renovations within a decade, if not sooner. And I'll use that to set up another little stretch from your report. Majora Carter, who has worked on sustainable development in the South Bronx and now nationally, questioning to you Carry On's planning record when he was Bronx Borough President, and then we'll hear Carry On's response.
I mean, nobody from any urban planner worth his or her salt, they couldn't look at what happened at Yankee Stadium and the Gateway Mall and consider that good planning. Nobody could.
God bless Majora. She has been such a terrific advocate for the historically marginalized communities, not only in the Bronx, but around the country, and has become a real champion for smart planning. We had some basic disagreements on how to get certain things done.
The end of that clip, on how to get certain things done. Was that the only source of their disagreements?
Well,
I mean, she doesn't like the whole Yankee Stadium. She thinks it's bad for the neighborhood.
Right.
We had a report last week from our news department and their Main Streets project.
Absolutely.
Showing that business has actually gone down for the local businesses across the street from Yankee Stadium because the Yankees themselves have opened these shops. So.
Right. I mean, that is the criticism that is really leveled against Carrion and that he took with him to the White House, which is, you know, it's great that he's going to Philadelphia and he's going to Denver and he's going to Kansas City and he's picking up these stories of best urban practices and he's bringing them to the attention of cabinet secretaries and he's getting people to think about how to do these things better inside the federal government. But the criticism that is leveled against him by Majora Carter and others is that when he had the chance in the Bronx, he brought in Yankee Stadium, which destroyed a park and did not guarantee what they call livable wage jobs, so that even the jobs that come in are minimum wage jobs. Joan Byron of the Pratt Institute said, you know, how can you be expected to raise a family on the kind of income that you would be making at one of these jobs? So there is that criticism. And, you know, people, Carrion is an urban planner. He's a teacher. So people sort of feel like when it comes to urban planning, he has a basic understanding of the principles. But there is this very big criticism. Now, I mean, on Yankee Stadium, it wasn't only that he supported it. You know, it wasn't just that he sort of acquiesced. And, you know, let's just remember that really the mayor controls these big development projects and the borough president, you know, has influence around the edges. But there are activists in the Bronx who said Carrion, you know, packed his meeting with so many supporters that we, the opponents, were forced to stay out in the cold. Majora Carter told me a story about how when she had a disagreement about the community benefits package for one of these big projects, she was literally shut out of a meeting of the advisory board for the Gateway Mall. So these were very strong-arm tactics. Now, Carrion was getting ready to run for mayor in Bronx politics. So that's the kind of thing that you would do, a little bit different perhaps from what you would do if you are the director of this sort of more kind of thoughtful, coordinative office.
So instead of the Carrion Bill Thompson primary, we had Carrion being swept up by the Obama administration into Washington. We'll see what happens in the 2013 mayoral race.
And on that point, there's a little bit of audio on our website in which I ask Carrion about his future political plans for New York.
And I'm going to predict, without having heard it, that he doesn't say yes and he doesn't say no.
He doesn't say, I have no plans to make plans.
WNYC's Andrea Bernstein covering, as she does, urban policy, this time looking at President Obama's urban policy coordinator, formerly the Bronx Borough President, Adolfo Carrion. Andrea, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And the last word on this goes to Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.